This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning, now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday's close on this Friday morning. Corn for March finished down 6.5 cents, down to 356 per bushel. May corn was at 365.25, down 7.25 cents. And July corn was down 6.75 to 374.25. Soybeans for March were up 1 penny to 890.75. May beans gained 0.5 cent to 902.5. And July beans gained 0.75 cents to 916.5. Chicago wheat for March lost 9 cents, down to 431.5. May wheat was at 438.25, down 11.75 cents. And July wheat was down 10.5 cents to 445. Soybean meal gained 20 cents to $302 a ton. May bean meal gained 20 cents as well, up to $306.30 per ton. And July bean meal was also up 20 cents to $310.10 per ton. Soybean oil, on the other hand, lost 10 cents for March, down to $29.41. May bean oil was down 11 cents to $29.67. And July bean oil was down 12 cents to $29.99. And now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash grain reports.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are mostly lower on Thursday afternoon as grain traders await tomorrow's USDA World Supply and Demand Report for direction. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bid 6 to 7 cents lower at 314 to 341. Soybean bids were mostly steady to 2 cents lower at 814 to 850. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents lower at 327 to 346. Soybean bids were steady at 832 to 862. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 cents lower at 3.25 to 356, while soybean bids were mostly steady to 2 cents lower at 842 to 873. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were steadied up 2 cents at 858 to 875. Basis is unchanged up 2 at 4500 to 2800 the May. High pro soybean meal on the truck basis is offered at 280, 230 to 296.30. Up 20 cents a ton, with basis unchanged at 2,400 at 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 7 cents at 340 to 359, with basis steady at 2,500 to 6 under the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce the corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 340 to 346, with basis down 1 to 3 at 2,500 and 19 under the May. Soybeans ended up 3 to 5 cents at 856 to 864, with basis up 2 to 4 at 47 under to 39 under the May. New crop wheat prices were down 11 to 17 cents at 415 to 430, with basis steady to down 6 at 30 under to 15 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids 8 to 11 cents lower at 365 to 369. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 to 2 cents. Quotations at 889 to 891. Soft wheat closed down 12 cents at 463 to 467. And Milo ended the day 8 cents lower at 405 to 406. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 335 to 359. Soybeans at 853 to 870. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 344 to 360. Soybeans at 871 to 899. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 331 to 364, soybeans at 869 to $9, and June-July wheat at 416 to 455. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving right along with your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for April gained a nickel up to $128.95. June live cattle were up 72 cents to 120.35, and August live cattle were at 116.52, up 92 cents. Feeders for March saw a large gain, up $2.25 to 142.90 a head, April feeders gained $2.35 up to $146 per head, and May feeders gained $1.65 up to $147.07. Lean hogs for April gained 65 cents up to $57.72. May lean hogs gained 57 cents up to $66.57. And June lean hogs lost 22 cents down to $75.52. Now we'll move on to the Illinois and U.S. Departments of Agriculture for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for 200 pound pork carcass traded 8 cents lower in a range of $41 to $45.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $44.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 30 to 38, 4 to 500 pounds at 35 to 41, 5 to 600 pounds at 38 to 45, over 600 pounds at 43 to 50. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gelts at country buying points are steady with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from 24 to 31. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts have totaled 20,504. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $127 to $129.50 and on a dress basis traded at $205. Heifers on a live basis traded at $127 to $128.50 and on a dress basis traded at $204 to $205. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 350.98 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $64.25, which is $1.19 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $226.04, which was $1.11 higher, with select carcasses at $218.54, which was 17 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000 compared to 118,000 for last week and 120,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 475,000 compared to 476,000 for last week and 467,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Walnut Livestock Auction results. Total receipts of 280. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4. Sold in a range of 102 to 132.75. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 to 3. Sold in a range of 86.50 to 91.25. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4. Sold in a range of 125 to 128.50. Slaughter cows with average dressing premium sold at 90. Breakers sold in a range of 55 to 65.50. Boners sold in a range of 51 to 61. Lean sold in a range of 33 to 40. Slaughter bulls sold in a range of 62 to 65. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI Farm Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Farmers will be the first to tell you that no 2 years are ever the same when it comes to weather. Michael Clemens has more.
Farmers often work in less than ideal conditions. Gordon Vail is technical product lead for corn herbicides at Syngenta. He said it's important for farmers to find a herbicide with a wide window of application.
The best product, in my opinion, is one that can be applied pre or post, something like an Acuron or Acuron Flexi. So if for some reason you're not able to get it out pre-emergence, you can actually come back in the post window and still get control of those post-emergence weeds. There are some products that are pre-only, there's some that are post-only. That's really one of the key reasons why you want to flexible product that allows you to manage through the different weather conditions.
He talks about some of the biggest application challenges in 2018.
Some of that's weather related. A lot of it is due to rain. You get delayed, and I think that's what we saw this year. A bigger thing that we're seeing, and I saw it again in 2018 as well, is there's a lot of acres to be covered. We can literally plant thousands of acres in a day, and we can't spray that many acres. So part of the problem is weather related. Part of it's actually just the equipment availability. So those are the big challenges.
Vail expects to see more of those same challenges ahead in 2019. Not all herbicides are created equally. Some are applied pre-emergence, some are post-emergence, and some are both, including those in the Syngenta portfolio. A flexible application option is very beneficial to farmers.
When you have a flexible application, it allows the grower to spread out his workload a little bit. So if he's got something that can go pre, he can get his pre-applications on and also know that if he needs to bleed over into the post window, he do. So flexible application really comes down to giving the grower more options for how he can control his weeds.
Vail talks about the application window for Acuron and Acuron Flexi.
The Acuron application window starts at 28 days before the corn is planted, up to 12 inches in height, so pre and post. The Acuron Flexi starts at 28 days before planting, up to 30-inch corn. I like the 28 days. I put that on the label to give growers some flexibility, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I think those applications should be going on as close to planting as possible.
Visit Acuron-Herbicide.com, Syngenta-USA.com/herbicide/Acuron-Flexi, or talk to your local Syngenta dealer. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Michael Clements reporting.
A judgment stemming from a $50 million verdict must be overturned, according to farm groups appearing in a federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, this week. Last year, juries in three separate trials in Raleigh, North Carolina, awarded punitive damages on more than $500 million to neighbors of North Carolina hog farms. Plaintiffs claim the odor and truck noise related to the farms should be declared a nuisance. The first judgment from these trials is the subject of the recent appeal, but runaway damages awards based on commonplace and highly regulated farm activities would cause enormous harm to farmers and rural communities, according to a brief filed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Pork Producers Council, the North Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, and the North Carolina Pork Council. Attorneys noted the North Carolina Right to Farm Act, which recognizes that normal farming practices do not constitute a nuisance, which will insulate farmers from these types of suits. In other national news, the Dairy Pricing Association is petitioning the Department of Agriculture to amend the Dairy Production Stabilization Act of 1983. The petition states that due to recurring prolonged adverse market conditions and the ongoing loss of dairy farms in America since the introduction of the Act, the producers who signed the petition feel it's time for a change on how their checkoff dollars are being used. Rob Berg of the association explains.
It's stated in the 83 Farm Bill that at any point dairy producers can petition the Secretary of Agriculture to make a change in that 15-cent mandatory checkoff. And so we're petitioning Sonny Perdue to have 2 cents of the present 15 cents go to Dairy Pricing Association to buy surplus cheese from the marketplace and provide it to the humanitarian community to help relieve the insufficient nutrient diet of our citizens.
The association is seeking 10,000 signatures before presenting the petition to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
If he supports that and gives us the okay, then we'll come back. The program will be voluntary by the dairy producers, so it'll be on a per-producer basis to say, yes, I want 2 cents to go to dairy pricing. The 2 cents where it'll come from will be determined by the Secretary of Agriculture. So he may say, you can take 1 cent from the national program, 1 penny from the state program, and then that money will be used to buy surplus cheese from the marketplace out of the mercantile exchange for the humanitarian community.
Dairy producers involved say a change is needed.
Producers have been stating for years now that they're unhappy with the return on the investment they're getting from the 15 cents. They would gladly give us all or a portion of that 15 cents. So we looked at the law when it was created in 1983 and what producers could do at any given time when they were unhappy with the results of what was being accomplished, made a decision that we were going to try this on behalf of the dairy producers and give them a voice now after all these years, because we're really basically the same price we were when it started.
The petition can be filled out online at dairypricing.org. In state news, farmers can look to the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service for conservation assistance on agricultural and forest land. The primary financial assistance program is the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP. EQIP provides financial and technical assistance to agricultural and forest land producers. To participate, producers can apply for EQIP throughout the year. However, Illinois NRCS has established 2 application deadlines of April 19th and May 17th, 2019. NRCS encourages producers to submit applications by one of the deadlines if they are interested in the program. Hundreds of Illinois producers have successfully used EQIP to address natural resource issues on their farm. Some EQIP activities include installing structures to address gully erosion, improving pastureland diversity using interseeding techniques, and improving soil health by increasing organic matter with cover crops. A special Illinois funding pool also targets monarch butterflies by creating or improving monarch habitat with stands of milkweed and nectar plants. Producers interested in EQIP should submit a signed application to the local NRCS field office. Applications submitted by April 19th and May 17th will be evaluated by the NRCS staff for the funding period submitted. Applicants must meet program eligibility requirements to participate in EQIP. Local NRCS field office staff will work with applicants to determine eligibility and answer ranking questions. If an application is ranked high enough to be funded, the NRCS staff will work with each applicant to develop a contract. For more information on EQIP, you can contact your local NRCS field office at 1621 Vandalia Road in Hillsboro, or by calling them at 532-3361 extension 3, or by visiting the website nrcs.usda.gov. In local events going on in the area, the U of I Extension Master Gardeners of Montgomery County will be hosting their second annual All Gardeners Day program on Saturday, March 16th. The event will be held at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish Center in Litchfield. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. and the event will run from 8:30 until noon. Cost for the day is $15, and that will include two classes and the keynote speaker. Pre-registration is due in 1 week by March 15th, and you can do so by going to the website go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. HSHS St. Francis Hospital and the Ag Committee are inviting everyone to attend a farm family event on Wednesday, March 20th at the Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The event will begin at 7 a.m. with complimentary health screenings, and breakfast is to follow at 7:45. Following breakfast, David Pritchard of Kerber Eckenbreckel will address estate planning for farmers, and Matt Roberts with the Kernmantle Group will offer a review of current trade negotiations, the Farm Bill, grain and livestock supply and demand, and what it all means as farmers make decisions. Pre-registration is required for this event, and you can do so by calling Megan Bertolino at 532-8206 by next Wednesday, March 13th. The event is free of charge, and breakfast is provided by the Litchfield Family Practice Center. In other local news, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be hosting the Farmers Share Soup Luncheon on Tuesday, March 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Lunch will consist of your choice of chili or potato soup with a dessert and drink. Cost is only 60 cents per meal, and that comes from the statistic that a farmer would only receive 60 cents from the ingredients used to make one bowl of chili. And finally, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders has teamed up with Victory Lane Ford and Walmart in Litchfield for the Fill a Ford food drive that will be held on Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Litchfield Walmart. Donations will go to local food banks. For this Friday morning, March the 8th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.